Hey, it's 12:07 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2023, live from the Plano Center.
Sponsors.
In Plano. Yeah, we need the sheet, the one sheet.
Could you bring the sheet up here, please?
I mean, I've got like a really good steel trap brain, but not that good. It started, day two. We are here, you're here. Thank you very much for getting up relatively early and driving up to Plano to check this nonsense out. As we're up here on stage, oh, look at that. We got a little Darth Vader out there. Little Vader, what's up?
Little Vader.
Yeah, here you go.
What if Little Vader had more powers than Big Vader? Like,
who can say?
Like Grogu. That's Star Wars reference.
Look at him. That's sweet.
Do I have to leave already?
What? Yeah. What are we doing?
Nobody cares.
Let's see. Free admission, free parking, free fun, free concert tonight. We got Lil Mike and Funny Bone from TV's Reservation Dogs coming out here. They're going to perform for about 15 minutes or so. And then the Time Wasters will get up there around 6:30, I believe.
Are we going to get the rain dance?
Man, Shorty do the rain dance. I sure hope so. I hope so. Either one of you guys watch Reservation Dogs?
No.
No.
Why?
It's a very feel-good show. I mean, there are certain shows that, you know, people are all Ted Lasso-y about. I guess yeah. I get the same vibes from Reservation Dogs. It makes me feel good.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
I didn't watch Ted Lasso.
I don't blame you. I'm not a Ted Lasso truther. I enjoy it. I'm not like, my family watches it. I'll be there in the room with them, but I'm not like dying after every episode. I am into, when I was on with you guys the other day, Donnie, I'm all caught up in The Last of Us, though. I really enjoy that.
I thought you were anti-zombie.
We don't use that term.
Okay.
Matter of fact, that
anti-commander.
Term...
Anti-commander.
That term was not allowed on the set, either.
Undead.
They are the infected.
Oh.
Okay.
They're the infected.
That sounds worse.
This is more science-based, Jake, than zombie-based, where they're crawling out of graves and things like that. But you're right, I don't like zombie shows. excuse me. So we got the Barbecue Pitmasters out here, which was, I guess, a huge hit yesterday. I did not get to sample any of the food, but...
We got to fix that today.
Zavala's is out here.
And what?
Zavala's is like one of the best barbecue joints in the state.
No doubt about it.
Yes, and they're out here today.
Well, you know what that makes them? One of the best in the world.
Well, you're damn right.
You know?
Sure. Let's see, Vaquero's Barbecue, Joe Peachy from Go Blue Barbecue out here.
Man, I got to see Joe. It's been a little bit since he was trying to teach us all how to ice skate.
Oh, my God, that's Joe?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
How's your ice skating? Good?
I would say it's right where I left it in 2005, although, you know what? I'm going to guess, like NHL players who retired in 2005... I don't quite have control of my edges like I once did.
I bet you're fine.
It's all relative.
Who do you think is the fastest ice skater?
In the world?
No, amongst us. If we lace them up right now.
I mean, the guy who plays every week probably still has a chance.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even worried about Cat. I'm talking about amongst...
people Donovan likes.
You're right, right.
I think I could do okay, but... I do have concerns of where Jake's at because I don't know that we've ever played on the same sheet of ice.
Do you think the chair in front of me will slow me down?
Yeah, that may be a problem.
Okay,
your Archie Bunker chair right in front of you.
Just wondering.
Have you skated since 2005?
Yeah, with my daughters. Go out ice skating.
Like when they were tiny, though?
Tiny is relative. Yeah, tinier. You know, 10 years old.
Were they pretty impressed with...
Up until...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's great to have kids. They're impressed with everything you do.
That's
wow,
right.
Dad is so good.
Look how strong he is.
Yeah, you know, I played in a hockey game in front of 20,000 people one time, girls.
No big deal.
Yeah.
A little sniff.
Low key.
I could
totally
make 3 out of every 10 free throws when we're doing the free throw game in the driveway.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah,
because they can't even get the ball on the rim.
Yeah.
And you made 3.
And they're dumb as hell.
Yeah, true.
I have to figure out all the math problems right away. Like, I would photocopy their homework. So they had a thing to fill out in second grade. And then I'd put a timer on, and we'd see who finished first.
Dude, is it not...
I'd laugh at them.
Is it not amazing, like, once they get to that age of 14 or 15, when the math gets to the point where I'm like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, then I can't do it.
It's unreal.
And it's okay, because they just suck anyway. So, I mean, at life, everything. You don't want to deal with them anymore.
Yeah. But that was, like... You know, algebra 2 and trig, and you're. I'm looking at it, going,
"Did we do that? Yeah."
So
I know.
Like, well, I didn't retain any of that.
No, you know, and I can't even begin to tell you how. If I sat down and tried to study it for a month, I wouldn't be able to do it.
What is, if I asked you right now, the Pythagorean theorem?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Is that it? Is that right?
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
It's like Family Feud. Good answer. Good
I know, right? Remember the name.
Show me. Basically, it's funny that Dan asked the question. He had no idea what the answer was, and we didn't either. We're like, is that, am I right?
Right?
Okay. We don't know.
But I remember knowing that at one point.
So my dad.
What did I need it for?
My dad
used to. For this moment.
Exactly. My dad, I would bring home like calculus. And my dad would get it. I'm like, I can't, you know, in tears. Like, I don't get it, Dad. I don't understand how to do this. And he's like, all right. And he would be sitting there on the couch, probably drinking a Coors. And he would grab my book, and he was like, give me 15 minutes. And he would go back in the back and then come back and be like, okay, I got it. And he would sit there and explain it to me, and I'm like, how do you do this? How do you... And I even remember thinking, like, there's not a chance in hell I'm going to be able to do this with my kids. No chance. But he was like a chemical engineering guy. Like, he was smart.
Did stuff.
Yeah, he worked.
Uh-huh.
Did he also try to walk you through how a carburetor works?
No, thank God.
That's the most frustrating I think I've ever seen my dad and me question whether my mom ran around. When he was trying to, you know, teach me about a car, changing the oil and all that. And it's like, what? What's the point where you can drive it up to the shop and pay for it? Like, who cares?
Like $12, and it takes no time.
Oh, my gosh. He showed me like three times when I got my first car. Okay, this is how you change the oil.
Like, my dad's an expert on stuff, and then I retain none of it. My boys are going to leave the house as dumb as it gets on that stuff.
YouTube.
But we're in, I guess. Yeah, we're in this day and age now where it really doesn't matter because you can type in anything and see how it works. Or you can try to attempt to fix things.
That's why you don't have to talk about the birds and the bees anymore.
That's right.
Just show them a video.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I bought both.
You just type in Brazzers and walk out.
Yeah.
I bought the kids.
Why are there four dudes here?
All right. Here are the Cliff's Notes.
When the kids both turned 13, I just handed them a manual in space and said, go.
Yeah.
This will teach you everything.
In space.
Learning in space is better.
Although, it really is.
Well, gravity is a game changer.
Yeah,
or
it is.
Or no gravity is, depending on if you're into gravity.
Did you guys...
Okay.
Kind of got boxed in with that one, huh, Bob?
Well, no, I mean, I've never tried no gravity, so I guess I don't really know how great it is.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't either. Nobody has. Did you guys go to NASA when we were there in Houston? Speaking of gravity... When we were there for the Super Bowl?
Not then.
Not then, but other
you've been
time.
To NASA?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you been with a family?
Yeah. When you have to spend time in Houston, you figure it out.
I don't need to ask him that.
Sucks.
It's a short list of things in Houston.
I know.
Yeah. Did you go?
No.
I mean, it was pretty cool. If you do believe in the lunar landing...
Did you do the zero gravity thing? Did you?
I didn't do that.
Okay.
No.
Because I'd want to try that out.
No, I would like to do that.
Maybe go number one, see if it just kind of floats around.
Right, it does. 100% it does.
What?
Wow, like, I definitely want to see it. There, yeah.
Well, what do you think?
What else does it do?
I don't know.
What do you think? It just dissipates? It just sits. It's like floats.
That's why they have to have the liquid in like the toothpaste tubes, basically.
Yeah,
you can't just pour a glass of water.
I just want to try everything that I could think of in zero gravity.
You're
just
out there
to see
with
how
a straw,
works.
Just trying to.
You'd think, yeah,
you'd be terrible in space.
Can you smoke?
I don't know, man. I just think space is super. Gay.
Why would I be terrible?
Can you imagine if? Can you smoke?
What would the smoke do?
Well, it would
stay.
It would billow out, and you could go
catch
back.
Everything on fire.
What does that mean?
Well, I think everything is really flammable up there.
You don't know that.
Well, there was a fire.
You're just saying the air, if it's pure oxygen you're breathing?
I feel like, yes.
Or lack of oxygen.
That they tried to get people that didn't smoke cigarettes to be astronauts.
This is a pretty good science conversation we're having here.
Would it be like the Nutty Professor, like if you farted and he'd go up high and just keep going up?
Might be science.
Because he tried to get to the top of the thing.
Like a jetpack?
Yeah. Have you seen Nutty Professor? You know what I'm talking about?
By the way, have you guys seen...
That's my Star Wars
That's
you guys.
You know what? It's a lot like Star Wars.
Yeah, it is.
Have y'all seen You People? Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy?
Oh,
and...
boy. No, I haven't.
You haven't? Have y'all?
No.
Jonah Hill, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, David Duchovny. So David Duchovny and Julia Louis-Dreyfus are the parents to Jonah Hill.
Eddie Murphy and Nia Long are the parents to Lauren London. Laura London, whatever her name is.
Yeah,
Lauren
and Jonah London. Hill starts dating.
Shout out to
Laura London, and then has to meet Eddie Murphy, and they have to make this mixed marriage work. And one couple is Jewish, the other is like Eddie Murphy and his wife are very like borderline militant Muslim, and it's a really good
hilarity ensues.
It's a really good premise, but it's just. A little too much, like it's just
too black for you.
No, it's not that. It's just,
too Jewish.
Both sides.
Like enough of this.
Yeah, but Jonah Hill's great. Jonah Hill's really funny in it.
We totally get it now.
Is he still ripped?
No.
Didn't he get ripped?
Yeah, he lost a lot
of
weight.
I think he lost weight. I don't know if he got ripped.
Yeah. But he's a little bigger now. Eddie Murphy looks incredible. How old is he?
Were you upset?
He has to be mid-60s, right?
Were you upset at all?
Low 60s, yeah.
Micah put a mark on you pretty quickly.
Me?
No, I was very impressed. I want to... Did we record Micah's 10 minutes without?
Surely so.
Because I would like to replay some of that. I've got to beep it up.
Because, not too much. It didn't get too crazy.
How did he know that he could cuss?
I don't know. But
all of a sudden, he switched on cussing.
I know. Yeah. That was fun.
Because the pregame show we did on the What If We All Tried to Fight Micah was exactly the way it worked out.
He was listening.
Yeah.
It's like he broke it
down.
He's
like, first I take out Norm. Then I take out this sloth. He's pointing at me. just kind of went around the room and... Yeah, we're all nodding like, yeah, man, this is right.
It was funny when he told George that 8 gut punches and he'd be out. And George was like, you know what? You're right.
And he was going, poof.
Right? He was demonstrating the gut punches, dude, that he'd give to Moose.
I think we're friends now.
I thought you were friends last year.
You mean you two or like the station in Micah?
The two of us.
Like, he will recognize you on the street.
No question.
Yeah, for sure.
He won't recognize me.
But Dan is right,
though. Another guy he could beat up.
Because the first time you guys had him on at Super Bowl, and you talked about how he just pretty much stare into your eyes when he speaks.
Dude.
And he was looking at me like a pretty good chunk of the time. And even when the questions would come from over there, it's still like eyes on you. And Corby has asked a question, but he's looking at me and saying the same thing. He's like, yeah, Mr. Micah. Yes, sir.
So
when he locks into you, though, it's the death stare. And I'm like, I'm scared of you.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
I've been rolling through Key and Peele. And I saw recently an episode where, Peele plays Obama, does a really good Obama.
Yeah.
And they're in a handshake line. He's meeting a bunch of people after a speech. And so he's like, great to see you. Thank you for your...
By the way, this is like their most famous sketch.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Everybody knows?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had never seen it before last week. And then there's a black guy, and he's like, my brother. And he gives him a big hug. And then, the white guy, hello, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's a black baby. He's like, oh, my, love this. Then there's a white baby. Shakes its hand.
Yeah.
Like, it's real funny.
And it's my man.
So last night, that's in my head after he greeted all of us. Did anybody else pay attention to that?
No, Jake got the dap, too.
I dapped him.
I got a dap.
Jake got,
we got
dap.
The... Yeah. Yeah. And then it was done. He saw Donovan. I hope they videoed it. Because it's a...
Thriller dance?
It was much more aggressive
But Jake got that,
I think
too.
I got that, too.
Jake got the same thing, and Jake was before me. Jake got the same thing. I did. I will admit that.
I mean, they're friends. They're old friends.
It was more than you guys, thing. Yeah. But Jake got the same exact handshake.
And then he moves on from you to Norm.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello. Kind of puts his hands together and bows down to Norm.
Hello.
No, it was the same as Jake. I promise you.
But you do admit his eyes lit up when he saw you. Like, dude, oh yes,
the head
ally,
the head nod, the acknowledgement is real.
Oh my gosh.
When we've been on Stars,
it's reverse racism that I'm pissed about.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then it was like, so Family Matters, like, turned straight to you.
Yeah.
I could have had a whole segment conversation about his.
Viewing
of choice. It would have been great. I was trying to wait till we got off the air. I didn't want to hog it, but if you're going to talk
more, that was great.
In my presence, then we're going to get going. Let me tell you,
his deep dive on the canon of Family Matters was pretty awesome.
It's funny that he's meeting all the people that he watched play football, and it didn't bother him a bit. But he sees Urkel, and he's nervous. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, it's Urkel. I think that's the first person, seriously, I've heard that says Family Matters is their favorite show of all time. Like, a lot
show,
of people acknowledge it, and they know it's good.
The show was not that funny.
It was good. It was good. But it is a trip to see how Urkel was only a one-episode dude.
See,
and then when he came on, the crowd loved him so much. Like, if you go back and watch the first season of Family Matters, he may be on, like, three episodes. That's it. And then all of a sudden, the show shifted right to him, and he's the main character for then on. Because when you do all the test screenings or whatever, and everyone reacts to him more than anyone else.
I think the 80s had the least amount of funny sitcoms.
What?
Yeah. You heard me say it just now.
The 80s? Okay.
Yeah.
I maybe can agree with that. Like, yeah. What's the funniest sitcom in the 80s?
Different World.
That's a good one.
Probably, like...
That's a good one. Cosby Show is a good one.
Like, critically, yes. Cosby Show, Cheers.
Seinfeld? Started in the late
80s. Yeah, but that's more 90s.
Is it?
Or regarded as,
I think. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, probably those two. Probably Cosby Show and Cheers.
A Different World.
What about Dwayne Wayne and Ron?
No. Yeah, that's a good show, dude.
It's okay. Sorry. Is that when they went to college?
When Lisa Bonet went to college,
yeah.
But she only lasted one season.
What, because she became a movie star?
She made that movie.
And she did Angel Heart around then.
No, that was, I thought that was in the heart of the Cosby Show when she.
It wasn't some sort of scandal?
I thought she got booted off the Cosby Show because of that and then came back.
Okay. Like, she was too big for all that.
Please. No way.
Dude,
she
was hooked up with Lenny Kravitz.
Did you see Angel Heart?
You're damn right.
Okay. So now the Cosby Show is all wholesome.
Yeah.
And it's this family thing.
Yeah.
And then Lisa Bonet is in the hotel room.
Donnie's right. I think back then, if you were doing nudity, you could get booted off a sitcom.
You're out.
Especially Cosby Show. Cosby probably booted her out, which is, you know, pretty hypocritical considering he was raping half of L.A. at the time. True.
Bingo.
Again, truth.
That is kind of weird. Remember we had Cockroach on the show, on the GBL.
Probably a quarter of L.A.
And he talked about...
Half of L.A. is men.
True.
So then, yeah. Probably half of men.
Right.
He talked about getting booted
off
that
pool.
By Cosby.
Cockroach.
Just the phrase, we had Cockroach on our show,
so
is kind of funny.
We had Cockroach, we had Bruh Man. You guys are so cultured because, you know, hello.
Bruh Man. He's also on the station, right? We had Bruh Man.
Yeah, he was on our show.
Okay.
It's also possible Micah Parsons doesn't have
the
most vast palette of TV viewing history.
And what does that mean, sir?
He's young. It's possible he hasn't seen a lot of shows.
That's true.
He's like 4 years older than my son.
Okay,
trust me,
dude,
my son's never seen Squat.
But Family Matters is an older show that he had to absolutely go search for.
You can have a few discoveries.
It may still be limited. He may have five shows that he's watched.
No, because he didn't say Seinfeld or Friends. You guys
like
are mad.
Friends.
Oh, he doesn't like Friends.
If we showed him Breaking Bad, he might not leave his house for a month. He might just...
He did kind of ask us, like, what should I watch?
Yeah.
He actually said that.
And we gave him nothing.
Right.
Do you guys understand now how weird he is?
Yeah, I do.
Like, Dan and I have had him on, two other times?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bizarre human
being.
He
is a very strange person.
There is either a lot going on up there or very little going on up there, and I can't figure out which one it is. I think it's a lot.
I think it's a lot also. I do believe when he said that he's very impulsive.
He seemed to have a detailed answer for everything you said, yeah.
As far as, hey, those guns are nice. Let's get six of them and then just go and shoot everything up and have fun.
Right.
Like, whoa. Like,
okay, all right.
What did he say? He took his furniture outside?
Made a fort. And they're just like, it's about the here and now for that dude.
There is an entourage to his, he's got a turtle in his life somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. He's got a couple for sure. Yeah. But he started the whole thing
with... I think he may have been with him last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't he start the whole thing with, fatherhood changed me? Different guy.
One month. The kid's 1 month old.
Right, and then he got into playing paintball with his own furniture and his foot fetish.
Right, and his 200-pound dogs. And...
Yeah.
Did you guys go look up those dogs?
With my little
He was showing us pictures. Hey, check it out.
They're enormous.
I was concerned
animals.
With my little poodle with a baby in the house.
Now, dog that's 180 pounds.
Yeah.
You should have told Micah your dog theories.
I almost brought it up, dude, but then I'm like, you know what?
What's the dog theory?
Well, just how Dan selects the size of a dog.
Oh, okay, right.
I bet you
it's
Micah,
less gay to have a small dog.
I think Micah would have been very interested in.
He would have walked over there and punched you.
I would like to see him try.
I think we all would have liked that.
You think I'm slow, man?
Pointed you out.
Do you think if Dan was...
Man?
Do you think if Dan was a left tackle for 65 NFL snaps for just a game?
How many pressures?
Just a weird scenario. Now, none of us are going to stop Micah, but I just think he would...
Oh, it's got to be against Micah?
Well, hang on. How many times are they throwing?
Well, they're going to quickly...
Are they going to throw?
They're probably quickly going to move the fullback and a tight end over there to give this guy help.
They're
going to
have the whole team shade. Chip. Everybody's on the left side trying to help out.
But the magic scenario where we could just stream up ideas and clap our hands and now Dan's the left tackle for the Jets
right.
or something.
And
How about this?
I want him wearing a leather helmet.
I'm left tackle. I'm wearing a real helmet. And I can pick... The guy who's rushing against me every play, I pick the kicker of my choice. Does he get any sacks that game?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Like
I can pick. So
wants?
I'm picking the smallest, weakest kicker I
like
can find.
Like Martin Gramatica.
Yeah. Right, yeah, because...
He gets three sacks.
The ball is snapped and you're still in your stance. Yes, he's getting sacks.
I think you could handle Martin Gramatica.
No way.
No way.
No way.
And on the sideline...
He'd swim, move, dance so quickly.
On the sideline and the huddle, you're not supposed to, start telling guys you need help. You just have to...
I'm going to get it next time.
Yeah, you just have to tell them, I got this. You know,
next drive.
Show confidence.
I'm fine.
So as the quarterback, as I'm helping him up, I'm like, my bad. Sorry.
Right. That's me.
And then you go
that's
to the sideline, you get the Microsoft Surface.
Yeah, we're looking
at
it.
You kind of get mad and slam it on
or
the
you're
ground.
Like, dang it.
Right. The headset, I'm talking to, talking to Schottenheimer.
But what if, in the annals of NFL history, that Martin Gramatica had the all-time sack record for a game?
Like, historians would be so confused.
What happened here?
15 sacks in one game?
Mark, that guy?
Yeah, and he's
with
still,
a single bar.
He's still wearing fives. Just ripping.
Going around, Dan.
Dan's like, I think his weight's on his inside foot. So
but
if I just kind of.
Can't quite get there.
Yeah, technique. Use it.
Gramatica gets him again.
I'm allowed to hold.
Okay.
And Dan's out there.
It at all.
No. He's dragging you to the corner.
Yeah.
You're around his ankle.
Yeah. At every play, Dan's having to re-strap his Keens on.
He has the Heelys on. He keeps pushing them back into the backfield. Stay off your heels, off your heels.
You have a wheel in the back of your shoe.
He's just getting pushed back.
Wow, this guy really is on skates.
Change my shoes.
Oh, that was fun. Let's do it again.
All right, well, that's ticket stock.
See you next week.
We'll be back in just a second. I don't know when our first guest is. Look here before we go to break.
Moose.
At what time? Okay, 3:50. All right, so that's right around the corner. More of this.
No, not really.